Welcome to the first audio version of TN Fishing Report. We're going to try this and see how it goes. You're going to have to be patient with me as I get a little more comfortable doing this. I may stop using the word us so much. But I wanted to pick out just a few of the fishing reports that's come in for the week. We won't use the TWRAs. They're going to have to just leave them on the site, let you look at them there. But we are going to read off some of the marinas, docks, fishing guides, bait shops. So when we get some of them in, just tell you maybe a little bit about them. As this goes, I'll get a little bit better at it. Please be patient. The first ones will be for Douglas Lake and Indian Creek Boat Dock. Ken down there, he asked the local anglers when they come in out of the fishing for the day or the evening, ask them how they did and ask them what they're using. He gets good information from them. And the word we're getting right now is that the bass are biting fantastic. Said they're catching big ones. They're biting like crazy right now. They're catching big ones and they're fishing deep for them. You may want to hit it while it's hot. Now, that doesn't mean the weather. Means while the fishing's hot. You want to hit it early morning, late evening, or at night, and it'd probably be your best bet. The crappie fishing, it's going good right now. They're catching some, but they're a little bit short, and this is in Indian Creek. This isn't discussing out in the main channel. They didn't get any information for the main channel this week. The bluegill are also hitting inside the Indian Creek area, and catfish is going steady as usual. Still catching catfish. You may want to fish for them in the evening. Now, Indian Creek Boat Dock, they're the bridge leading into Indian Creek is under a little bit of construction right now. Don't let that keep you from going. They're still open for business and encourage you to go over there and thank Ken. They have cabin rentals and a great place to launch and to go fishing and find out the fishing information. Just give Ken a call and tell him thank you and tell him you heard it here. Our next one's going to be a new guide for Pickwick Lake. Now, he's not new to the guiding business. He is new to a contributor for us. He's been with us for about a month now, give or take. And his name is Mr. Talley from Pickwick Area Guide. You can find him on the internet at pickwickareaguide.com, or you can find him here and get his phone number, and he gives us a fishing report. For the 19th of June, said the lake elevation's at 413.5 at the Pickwick Lake. Water temperature's 81 degrees, and the bass are biting on different methods. So one, Strike King's new Sexy Dog topwater baits and spinner baits are productive in the morning. Most of the bass are 12 to 20 feet throughout the day, and that's a depth he would fish after about an hour of daylight. Carolina rigging's been working well with ragetail worms and lizards. Grub's been working well in the lake and river with green and white being the main colors. Live bait accounts for several smallmouth, but they were able to catch a few in the 3 to 5 pound range on crankbaits and small grubs. The stripers, he said the rockfish are active different times of day. You can expect to catch several fish with a few of them weighing over 15 pounds, but you can also find yourself during slow feeding periods in hot weather with no results for several hours. That was like me yesterday. Like bass fishing, you will find the first hour of daylight exciting with topwater baits and jerk baits. As soon as you see the fish are deep, try fishing with sassy shad or live bait. He's been catching a few on small bluegill and recommends a 3-ounce sinker to reach a bottom faster. Over the last few weeks, he's seen several fish near 20 pounds. Catfish are in deep water channels and are also showing up in shallow water again. Night crawlers are picking up most of the fish that they have caught. He also sent in a picture of a 15-pound striper that he caught with his niece, Kennebeth Bogus. They picked that up on a Strike King Sexy Dog topwater bait. It's a nice picture. Come and check it out. And if you plan on fishing Pickwick Lake, if you're not familiar with the lake or if you are familiar with the lake, give Mr. Talley a call at Pickwick Area Guide and see if you can use his services. Del Hollow Marina has sent one in for Del Hollow Lake. Now, Del Hollow Marina is under new management. Dennis Wilbert has been contributing, doing a great job sending in reports. And if you need a place to stay on Del Hollow Lake, give him a call. If you need a place to launch, it would be a great place to go and to put in. He said that on the 19th of June that the bass fishing is in full summer swing and the topwater bite is still the best action early at dawn. Watch the weather and when a front is coming, get here quick because it will be on. It means head back to the dock when you see a storm brewing. Don't try to be brave. That lightning's a dangerous thing. The night bite is also steady to good. Daytime bites are mostly around wood cover and on main lake points around 25 feet. The bluegill are still being caught, just a little deeper. Crappie are good at night under the lights, as well as some nice trout. And the catfish are steady on jug lines and limb lines. The walleye, now they've been far and few between. They had the most seasoned veterans scratching their heads and thinking that the lack of water movement may be the factor, so pray for rain. The lake needs to be freshened up. And Dennis says, have a great week and God bless. And a great place to go into launch, a great place to go and do some fishing at Del Hollow Lake, be at Del Hollow Marina. Fishing report for the Watauga River. Now, if you want to catch you some nice trout, East Tennessee Fly Fishing, Jason Reap, can put you on them. Now, it's not just fly fishing. He'll also do spin fishing. He'll also fish other rivers around here. If you're interested in doing some fishing, give Jason a call. He'll put you on some nice trout. He said the Watauga has started to move into a summer pattern with the generation in the afternoon and low water in the mornings. The morning's been good for some dry fly action, mostly midges and a few mayflies. He's moving into his favorite time of year, terrestrial fishing. Nothing like seeing a big brown come out from under a bank and take a beetle or a hopper floating along. The best fishing has been before noon and usually slowing down in the hot part of the day. They're catching some of the biggest fish of the year in the hot summer. So, and he says to check out the brown he got today. Now, you'll have to look at the website. I may have this on a YouTube thing, so you might be able to see it. But let me tell you, that thing is a whopper. You need to take a gander at it. And if you want to go do some nice fishing, give Jason a call. He does a great job. That's East Tennessee Fly Fishing. And his website is www.tnflyfishing.com. Well, we want to thank you for participating. We want to thank our sponsor for this, which is tnfishingreport.com. We'd like to thank you for listening. Hope that you come back and check out our site and tell a friend about it. And we're going to see if we can't try to get every lake and every river in the state of Tennessee get a fishing report to help out those fishermen that sometimes struggle. And the reason I started this is because I'm one of them fishermen that usually struggle. Hope you all have a good weekend. May God bless you. And keep those lines wet. Thank you.